Well, I would say that there would be just the opposite. That if you look across the country for communities that are adjacent to national parks and to public lands, those are the strongest economies in rural America. Jobs are brought in, new businesses want to relocate there because of the quality of life. And there is no restriction from the National Park Service on any of this activity in and around the park. As a matter of fact, it provides an opportunity for that to be part of a growing economy.
Did you hear anything this morning, that you think needs to be addressed from the chamber community?
Well, I think probably first and foremost is the loss of jobs as a result of the mill closures. That I heard some pretty worrisome numbers of job loss. So I think right away there needs to be a couple of investments. One is in training to take opportunity to shift to a service economy, to take advantage of this extraordinary area. The public are going to come, they're going to want guides, they're going to want outfitters, they're going to want camping supply, they're going to have lodging and food service and coffee and all those things that visitors like. Taking advantage of that is a huge opportunity, but folks that maybe haven't done that before are going to need some new skills. So an investment there. And then the second piece is engaging the community leaders, the chamber, the selectmen, and others about establishing a vision for Millinocket, Patton, all the gateway communities around here to take an opportunity and say, what do we want to be in the future? What do we want to look like? What is most important to us to preserve as this change occurs?
Have you been out on the land?
I have been out. This is, I think, my fourth time up here.
And so tell me what you think makes any kind of the special characteristics of that parcel and why it might make sense as a national monument or something else.
Well, I think that the EPI lands that are being proposed here are an extraordinary example of the sort of the best of North Maine. It's got lakes, it's got forest, it's got quiet, it's got incredible rivers that come together. It's got history, whether it's Roosevelt or Thoreau. It's got the history of logging, of pioneers, of adventurers, and it, in many ways, it's sort of the foreground to Katahdin. It's got that sort of, so you have this sort of view up into the mountains, it's a beautiful piece of property.
Last question that I have is just about the other kinds of areas around the country that have faced this kind of a challenge, whether it be a national monument or a national park. It's a very typical scenario for there to be opposition around something like this.
Absolutely. The parks that we take for granted today, like the Grand Canyon, when it was first established, enormous opposition. I mean, in that case, it was the mining community that really thought that there was going to be a significant loss. It was an extractive economy as well. Alaska, when the parks were established up there under Jimmy Carter, enormous opposition as well. So this is not unusual to see where an economy is shifting from a resource economy to a different kind of economy or adding a new element to the economy. There's almost always resistance and concern about that change. But I will say, I can't think of a single community that 5 or 10 years later didn't say, well, that actually worked out much better than I thought it would. And that's, we're really enjoying this change.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.